So welcome to this edition of the Nine Notes Podcast. It's episode number 188 we're on now, so amazing stuff. That was a band called Rue with a song called Hellscape off a self-titled EP that's just come out. This is like fantastic, Pete, like kind of really took me unawares. It's over before it kind of gets going, I think. I think I'd like another few minutes maybe. It's certainly tantalizing.
Yeah, I thought the same. You know, it's really impressive stuff. What it reminded me of was like the progressive sludge of the like mid to late noughties, you know, people, bands like Dead Bird in particular, but even like, you know, the scene of Kyleisa and early Baroness, maybe even some of the heavier Hydrahead bands, you know, that when sludge was being pushed at the boundaries, you know, the sound developed without losing any of the heaviness. You know, an era I've talked about several times and died off too soon when, you know, when the leader bands left. And I loved that. So, this, you know, this is right on my alley. Saying that, I think there's more to Rue than that. You know, they've got their own differences. They, you know, they state themselves as a crust influence in the sound, which you can feel, you know, an energy in the sound that gives a punk intensity at times, which, you know, where others might wallow in doom misery, they keep this vitality to them, you know, as rough and raw as that is. All in all, I just thought it was a brilliant release. And kind of like you allude to, it's, I want to hear more from them, because if they maintain this over, you know, over releases to come, they'll be a band I love.
Yeah, definitely. And it's always great to kind of stumble across these things. So did we get sent this one?
No, I just happened across it.
Brilliant. The best kind of discovery, I think. Yeah. So they appear to be from a place called Lowell in Massachusetts. Don't know much more about them, to be honest, but yeah, really, really impressed me with that. So if you want to hear the rest of this, you can go to ruema.bandcamp.com. And like I say, the album is self-titled, and that was a song called Hellscape. So as ever, it's the Nine Hertz podcast. It's nine amazing tracks that we found this week from the Metal Underground or submissions or just generally on the breeze. We're sort of ending with a bit of a tribute this week, so you'll see that right at the end. So there are 10 songs this week, but we're going to sort of carry on the podcast with quite an unusual sort of release here from Noise Merchant Records. There's two Noise Merchant Records releases this week. That's how good they are. This band, Birthday Raven, really kind of struck a chord with me. Really strange. So initially I thought, oh, this is like, you know, maybe metallic punk stuff. Like, you know, some of the songs are very sort of like political and almost like, yeah, predictable in some ways, but then like they completely turn that on its head really with songs like this. So we can play a song called Predetermined. I thought this, like, it turns into sort of like, I don't know how to describe it. It sounds like metal but played through like a pop punk filter. I can't kind of put anything better on it than that. Yeah, the words aren't coming this week. It's just, yeah, kind of really impressed me.
Yeah, I liked it too. It's, you know, slightly unexpected when you think you've got it nailed. Sorry, actually, you know, the whole release is called Blue Shell the 1%, and stupidly it took me ages to work out what that meant. You know, my son is a massive Mario fan, and I had to Google it, and I was like, of course it's a Mario Kart reference. But yeah, we've actually quite a punk podcast this week. There's something there. I went to a hardcore gig early week. Maybe that's kind of, you know, push this along a bit.
Yeah.
But maybe it's a Queen dying and it's like brought out some, you know, dormant anarchy in the UK thing that was pre-programmed to be released. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I you know, I tend to like, you know, when I'm listed punk, I tend to like the, you know, more hardcore side or crust or, you know, a lot heavier. But even still, I did like this, you know. You can tell it's really good stuff, and it's typical of Noise Merchant, really. You know, they put these out so regularly from all across the world. These, you know, these low volume run tapes, and they just seem to hit gold every time. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, it's quite impressive, really. I think they've got their ear to the ground, and I guess back in the day, if we had you know, the same means to sort of put stuff out, we'd definitely do it. But like, there's such consistency here. It's amazing. It's really it's like a seam of creativity they've found. And it, like I say, a lot of the releases are so confounding in your expectations, because, you know, you could write it off as all kind of punk, but there's so many things going on here and there's so many things being turned on at their heads. So yeah, really, really quite exciting. So if you want to hear this, you can head to noisemerchantrecords.bandcamp.com. The band is called Birthday Raven, which might be a reference to an old Vine. I'm not sure. Might be a meme. But yeah, the song's called Predetermined. And like we say, the record's called Blue Shell the 1%. So what do you think to this? So that was Birthday Raven. Next up, we've got the return of 30,000 Monkeys. Now, I know we played something off their Our Forever release in September 2019. And yeah, this is, I don't know, they've gone even more caustic, even more unrelenting noise rock. It's very experimental. Pete, I did not expect this from you, but yeah, it's incredibly annoying, but I quite like it.
Yeah, I'd love this band. I came across them maybe not the first EP, but you know, one of the early on, they had an EP called Somewhere Over the Painbow, and it had this eye-catching artwork and it kind of dialed straight in, and I've kind of followed them ever since. I reviewed them loads of times on you know, pre-podcast days, written reviews, and I just kind of fell in love with the sound, which you know, at first it was mainly noise rock. I think their name comes from a Lightning Bolt song, I think. But they did have these, you know, elements of bellowing doom. And over the years and over the releases, that latter element has increased in percentage. So you've got this, and it's not just doom, it is noise, not just noise rock. It's crazed, it's weird. But there's always that kind of, you know, weirdness and awkwardness of the noise rock bass. And in a very strange and uncomfortable way, they have their own little niche. You know, no one sounds like them completely. You know, there's other bits which they practically go drone, but in a madcap way. You know, just I can't nail it. I like them because it's, you don't know exactly what they sound like, and they won't sound like anything else. That's a great, you know, it's a great thing for a band.
I imagine it'd be incredibly dizzying to watch as well. Like if they played this song in particular, it'd just be like, I think they'd really confuse audiences, and I think they'd really divide crowds as well. So yeah, I think that's a unique quality that a lot of people don't have, and
yeah,
like maybe try and capture, but it's quite hard to actually get it right.
Yeah, I'd love to see them. They're from Belgium, so you know, hopefully it'll happen one day. I was thinking the only band who I could even reference is someone like Under. Maybe not exactly sound like them, but
same spirit. You know,
yes, and kind of exist in like sounds you think you know, but somehow make it sound different by being weird. I don't know. I think they forge their own path, and they do it with, you know, a bit of a tongue in cheek. And it's, you know, you have a look at the artwork for this release. It just kind of proves it with this horrible sounds and this cute dog on the front. Just a strange band. And I think that's worth supporting them just for that fact.
Definitely. Yeah. Can't get more strange than this. So the record is called Honesty, Integrity, Friendship, Passion. And this kind of, I don't know what kind of dog this is staring out at me, but I don't like it. The song's called Honesty, and you can find this at 30,000monkeys.bandcamp.com. So if you're still with us, that was 30,000 Monkeys. Absolutely astonishing craziness there. We're going to Ripple Music next for one of their Turn to Stone releases. This is where they kind of get two bands to collaborate and sort of produce a split, but it's not traditionally a split as you'd kind of maybe imagine. You know, this series kind of encourages bands to play together as well. These bands, I don't think I'd ever heard of them before. Kaiser maybe, but certainly not Captain Caravan, which is a fantastic name in itself. But yeah, Kaiser really kind of caught my ear with this one, and yeah, it's just really quite special. I'd say it's stoner rock, but it's kind of like more loud and strident than that would kind of maybe suggest. Would you agree, Pete?
Yeah, definitely. You know, obviously this series, you know, I think we must have played songs off it on this podcast before, because it's, you know, it's like you say, that it seems to not just stick two bands together and get the tracks out. It's, you know, there's almost like a conceptual link about it as well often. And I was inevitably going to get around to this. I was probably going to wait for the album. And this is, you know, this is a pre-release song. But yeah, I stuck it on after you picked, and it's, you know, like, whoa, I could kind of get why you've picked this straight away. You know, I can't wait for the rest of it, because this is, it's brilliant. You know, it's raucous stoner rock and a bit proto doom as well. It reminds me quite a lot of early Graveyard, when they were still raw and rocking and magnificent. You know, before, you know, I think they kind of tailed off a lot, that band. This reminds me of those early days. But it, you know, there's a lot of bands followed that mold shortly after them and Witchcraft, but this sounds better than most of those. But maybe also because they bring different elements in, a bit like Cadaver did, I guess. You know, they've got this happy, revved-up flair, almost like MC5 fuel to them. Yeah, needless to say, I love this. I am really impatient for the rest, because that 2.5 minutes wasn't enough.
Yeah, and I think it's like that first Rue track. It's over far too quickly, and it's just, it's a flash and it's gone. And yeah, it's fantastic. So yeah, really, really enjoyed this. And if you like the idea of this kind of split, then definitely check out the rest of the Turn to Stone series. It's been quite a sort of revelation, really. So if you want to head to ripplemusic.bandcamp.com, it's, as I say, the Turn to Stone Chapter 6 record by Captain Caveman and Kaiser. We're going to play a song by Kaiser called Fire.
Oh,
Okay, so that was Kaiser with a song called Fire. Next up, we've got a band from Sheffield, actually, from sort of like the Clouded Minds Collective have put this out. The band is Power Drill, and it's a simple sort of two-song it's a simple 1-2 here. Absolutely devastating power violence here. Really impressed with this beat, and I guess you might see these down the log hole or somewhere similar.
Yeah, that's why I came across them, actually. I had four of my tracks nailed down this week, and I was toying between two punk tracks for my final one, because it was just, you know, the great kind of mighty off, you know, off exclamation mark band. I've got a new album out, and it's brilliant. So I was kind of thinking maybe pick one of those. Or there's this, there's a Scando crust band called Idiot Child, and I was kind of listening through. And while I was kind of still deciding, notification came through that there is a gig at the Logo. I'm a matinee gig next weekend. There's a US power violence band called Wound Man. They're playing in a host of Sheffield bands. So I thought, I'll check them out. And Power Drill are one of those. It's a lazy Sunday morning, listen to a load of power violence on my earphones. That led me to this EP, and I just thought it was excellent immediately. You know, and probably more fitting for our podcast than a band everyone's heard of already in off. So, you know, they had to make way. You know, it's not just straight up power violence. It's hardcore. It's crust. It's all put together. You know, all this goodness with this like mammoth crunchy riff that runs right through the middle of it. I just thought it was impossible not to get worked up into like a fury sweat to it. It's just manic, furious adrenaline rush to it.
Yeah, and it's nice they're from Sheffield as well. I mean, got a chance of actually seeing this band in the next year or so. So yeah, absolutely loved this, and I want more. You know, like it ended, and I was like, that's too brief. But you know, that's power violence, I guess. So we're gonna play a song called Victim Instigator, and you can get this at powerdrill0114.bandcamp.com. So that was a new Sheffield band called Power Drill. Next up, we've got Gut Void. Now, this came to me through Twitter, and everyone talking about it. People dancing to it on videos on Twitter as well. So that was interesting. I kind of gave it a good listen. It's this kind of like discordant, rumbling kind of death metal that I absolutely love. And it's got like a lot of melodic things going on, like under the surface. I just appreciated this for what it was. Like, absolutely. I think they've said like this is possibly the culmination of a few EPs and splits and things coming together to make what is a great debut. Really, really enjoyed this. I think it's been hyped quite a lot. Do you come across this yet, Pete?
I was just getting around to it. It's on Blood Harvest, isn't it? Which is, you know, which is really, you know, great label for death metal. You know, it's not just they're not, you know, it's not just the straight up stuff. There's always something about the bands they put, you know, they put out. So I'm always going to get around to it. But this, you know, this got me there quicker because you chose them. I mean, the first thing as well, the artwork is incredible. You know, it's so grand. It gives, you know, I love it when kind of death metal has this type of, you know, series. You know, it could be a, you know, it's a painting essentially. Mm-hmm. Puts you in a good mood. You know, puts you in the right mood for it. And then listening, this is, you know, this is up my avenues of death metal preference, definitely. You know, I knew that on, you know, early on too. You know, it's like that twiddly opening, which isn't completely run of the mill. Found it like hypnotic, and it promises something just a little bit weird, you know, like saying not just your meat and potatoes death metal. And that, you know, I like my strangeness in death metal. It's always a good sign. There's, you know, there's little elements of death doom in there as well, which give it a creepy overtone. The gravelly gurgling vocals, it just all comes together into like, say, like how I like it. And I think, yeah, it's a really good release.
Yeah, I think people are getting excited about this band because, like, that first EP they put out, Astral Bestiary, was such a I don't know, like a stake in the ground, like three really kind of amazing, churning sort of songs. And yeah, this is kind of like a perfect follow-up to that. Yeah, like you say, it's that strangeness in death metal is what draws me to it. And yeah, this has it in spades. So yeah, really, really enjoyed this. So we're going to play a song called Skeletal Glyph. And the record's called Durance of Lightless Horizons. You can get this at bloodharvestrecords.bandcamp.com. So that was Gut Void. Next up, we've got a band from Chicago called Beware of Gods. Now, I had no idea what this was going to sound like, Pete, but this is, this is really sort of elemental stuff, like very sort of mysterious and gothic almost. I really, really enjoyed this.
Yeah. It's a bit, it is kind of not what you expect at any one point.
No.
It's progressive, but then it's got a base of almost like cosmic doom. I like elementals. I think it's a really good description for it. There's points of maybe on, like, I've listened to the whole album a couple of times, so maybe it might not be on this track, but at times I could hear nods to Neurosis and then High on Fire and even Deftones at points. But ultimately, despite you kind of name checking some big level bands, it feels honest and open and individual. I think, it's a concept album. They say it's based around a character they've conceived. They describe it as a psych operatic concept fueled by recovery from addiction, trauma, psychic suffering, and self-destruction. And it's almost like you can see both sides of that, evident, from the cosmic psych operatic element, the sci-fi novella astral elements. You can see that through the big sweeping progressive metal, but also those very personal inputs through the lyrics and the vocal screams in particular. There's an anger that surely must come from real life. It makes for a really intriguing listen across the whole thing, and it's it spiked my interest immediately. And just it holds it all album long. Just something a bit different, and I like that a lot about it.
Definitely felt uncanny sort of walking around listening to this. Felt like I wasn't kind of there. It was, very sort of takes you off to a different sort of astral plane. So, yeah, I like this kind of stuff very much. So we're going to play the song Nightmare in the Dreaming House. And the record is called Upon Whom the Last Light Descends. The band is called Beware of Gods. And you can find this at bewareofgods.bandcamp.com. Okay, so that was Beware of Gods. Next up, the second release from Noise Merchant Records. Couldn't help myself this week. A band called Corrupt Vision, who I have no idea around, really. But, yeah, really kind of... really hit me with this one. Like, really strange. It's got kind of like, obviously, Man is the Bastard kind of sort of artwork, and that kind of immediately got my attention anyway. But this is a discography release. So this band was together from 2016 till 2020, and they play such a strange mix of, like, I don't know, like really rough hardcore and ska, just put in there. I mean, normally I would not listen to this genre of music by choice. You know, I've got kind of maybe two or three bands that I might stick on now and again. Voodoo Glow School's been one of them. I think I've still got a soft spot for them. But yeah, this kind of blew my mind a little bit. Really, really angry, almost like a grindy kind of feel to it. But then, yeah, they'll stick in these little sections of that kind of parping ska, and I absolutely love it. It kind of works within the context here. I think it's even called violent ska, which kind of sums it up, really. What did you make of this one, Pete? Because I picked this just purely because it's so strange and sort of somehow works.
Yes, I was dubious, I'll admit, but I agree it does. This must be the first ska we've ever had on the podcast. I'm from the same position, you know, starting position. You know, I've got bad memories of like pop punk ska bands in local clubs in my teens. But you know, that is quickly dispelled, those fears. I do need to stop having preconceptions before I listen to your choices. But you know, it's biting punk. You know, yeah, there is that middle section which does become ska, but it does. It surprisingly fits within it, despite the fact that it's this, you know, there's this like a screaming, you know, vocals and metallic opening. It doesn't feel strange, and that completely threw me. And I listened to it again and thought, yeah, no, this is really good. And then does it, if I'm right, ends with like a Raining Blood riff, practically, or completely ripped off. I can't remember now. But I was not expecting much at all from this, but came out of it like really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that Slayer bit kind of stopped me in my tracks, and I was like, yeah, I've got to play this now. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, really enjoyed this. So, I mean, the whole record's quite interesting as well. You know, there's 26 tracks here. The complete discography, there's some remixes and live tracks at the end. I'd urge people to just go and listen to the whole thing because it's just so exciting and interesting. Like I say, the band's called Corrupt Vision. The album's called Violent Scar, discography 2016 to 2020. And you can find this at noisemergentrecords.bandcamp.com. Okay, to close off the new tracks this week, we've got a band called Tons, who have put a record called Hashension on Heavy Psych Sounds Records. And this is like mad stuff. I mean, I don't know, it's hard to describe. The vocals in particular are very sort of, I don't know, like Carnate gone a bit daft or a bit psychedelic over this kind of quite, I don't know, metallic maybe, or kind of harsh kind of backing. But how did you find this one? It's mad.
Well, I mean, it's on Heavy Psych, so, you know, I'll always give them a listen. We've played Tons before. I may have reviewed them, or we've played them a couple of times, I'm not sure. So I've been following them. I've been following them since probably the first release. They've always, you know, they've never shied away from kind of that obvious mission statement of just kind of being at the worship of weed, you know, much like a lot of sludges. And... you know, they open themselves up to, you know, in here, you've got the weed puns of the song titles. You know, obviously this song's from Obituary, but there's also the Beatles and Rolling Stones songs on there, kind of adapted to be drug references, which is knowingly, you know, kind of teenage almost in its attitude. But, you know, that's the way of sludge. I think almost inevitably it's going to sound like Bongzilla and Weed Eater. They did a split with Bongzilla last year, I think. I think, you know, it's impossible for them not to sound like those bands. And it's true. I think in particular, there's a pure like Weed Eater stench steaming off this whole thing. And, you know, I think you could see that you could see that as criticism, you know, lack of predictability in sludge. But I don't feel that with them. I still really enjoy listening to them. I don't hold any negative thoughts in that way. And then you come to this release. I mean, for one, the artwork's brilliant. I don't know if you know what Cuphead is, but it's this kind of it's Cuphead style sinister retro cartoon vibe artwork, which is brilliant. The vocals are brilliant. They remind me of Lord Mantis. You know, they're almost like a slight bit harsher than your standard sludge vocals. The Carnate's a good call as well, and it's just straight up bulky sludge as well. It just, you know, I like them a lot. Maybe it's nothing new, but we all need this kind of heavily doped sludge in our lives, and few do it better than Tons right now.
Yeah, this is really cool stuff, and it's really odd as well. I think there's a sense of humor kind of running through this that you probably wouldn't get elsewhere. So, yeah, I absolutely love this, and I'm going to listen to the rest of it. Actually, I think I've only listened to this one song so far. I was hoping it was going to be like maybe a Psych cover of an Obituary song, but no, it's much better than that. Really, really enjoyed this. So the band is Tons. The song is called Slowly We Pot, and you can find this at heavypsychsoundsrecords.bandcamp.com. Okay, so that was a band called Tons. Normally, we'd end the podcast there, but I think we need to kind of maybe say something this week. Back when me and Pete first formed Nine Hertz and sort of moved to the city of Sheffield, we were good friends with a band called Excelsum Superbum, and they were kind of made up of possibly like some of the most important people like we knew at the time, and certainly like provided great memories. They were like a stoner rock band, like ostensibly, but they were sort of the run through with a great sense of humor. We got the really sad news this week that their guitarist Jim had passed away. So we wanted to just maybe do a nod towards those times, because they were kind of really special for me. You know, I just moved to Sheffield, like 18 years old or whatever. And they were kind of like the elder statesmen of the scene, like our tiny little scene at the time. You know, Stocky, Podge, Cy, Joe, and indeed Jim, playing this amazing kind of heavy, they called it sludge, but I think it was a bit more kind of stoner informed, certainly Monster Magnet in there and things like that. And Jim was always like very, very welcoming to us, and one of the nicest people I kind of met in those first few months. Pete, I mean, what can we say but, you know, commiserations to his family and his friends, really. It's a great shame.
It is. It's a big shock, and, it's horrible news. But, I think, my memories are very similar of, we like you say, we both moved here, I think within a fortnight of each other, coincidentally, and both very quickly were welcomed into this, this very small doom and stoner scene, of which Excelsum Superbum were central. And, and Jim was a big part of that. And, I saw, his bandmates were, posts saying he was a big part of the best times of their lives. And, obviously, we didn't know him as well as they did, obviously. But that resonated, because they were brilliant times. They were, the best of years for us all. And I just, I have memories of sat in the grapes, pre-gig, or just having a drink, and chatting with him, laughing with him. He was just a lovely person, and it's just incredibly sad.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's kind of fitting that we can play one of his old songs for, all time's sake. It's certainly The Grapes, I think, was kind of like the epicenter of all this. And it'd be nice to maybe go there and toast him one day, but we'll see. We're going to play Down With The Devil from the Excelsum Superbum EP. You can find this, if you wanted to listen to more, at calculonrecords.bandcamp.com. This was always their set closer, and I distinctly remember this at their last gig. It was absolutely full of people. So rest in peace, Jim.